This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
An irritating feature of the tech boom has been people who build nice enough apps that do cute little things, but the developers go around saying their work has changed the world. But some apps do have that capacity. There's a United Nations meeting this month on people with disabilities, an estimated 15% of the world's population. And among the topics, apps, handy software programs, that can draw on the wisdom of crowds to pull together information on what structures are accessible to disabled people. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace reports.
Hey, George.
That's Jason Da Silva getting his personal assistant, George, to silence his phone for him. We're in his apartment in Queens. He says after he developed multiple sclerosis about 10 years ago, getting out got more complicated.
There's times that I was finding it impossible just to go out and meet a friend at a bar or have a date.
Because it was hard to figure out where his wheelchair would fit, how many stairs there were, whether there was a bathroom he could use. So he made an app.
The app is called Access Map.
AXS Map. Da Silva makes it available for free, but he also has a related startup that's looking for investors. Access uses Google Places to let people around the world post detailed reviews about accessibility, like Yelp, but for people with various types of physical disabilities.
We have over 100,000 reviews around the world.
And other people have made apps in German and Japanese. Professor Derek Cogburn from American University thinks big data and crowdsourcing are the future of accessibility.
The disability community can really sort of vote with their pocketbook, so to speak.
And he'll be at the UN in a couple weeks talking about it. But I wanted to see the app in action. I'm in Brooklyn. I'm going to open up the app, searching for restaurants near me. A little bit of scrolling through, and I find a restaurant called Yayo's just down the block. And I'm walking up a ramp into Yayo's. It's a big open space where I meet manager Geronimo Diaz.
We try to accommodate every wheelchair that comes here, no matter how busy we are.
In theory, every place is supposed to be accessible, but older businesses often haven't made those updates. Diaz says Yayo's first became accessible when it was renovated. Now, people in wheelchairs are some of the restaurant's most loyal customers.
They keep on coming back.
But a lot of businesses aren't thinking about disabled customers. Crowdsourcing just might be a way to pressure them to change. In New York, I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.